The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, good afternoon. Happy to have you all with us today on this beautiful, little bit cloudy and a little bit smoky Tuesday afternoon. But it's always a pleasure to have you here on Adventures in Recovery with your host, yours truly, Tom Walston. Got a great show for you today, folks. We've got a couple of guests coming in today. And our first guest has been a guest with us before here on Adventures in Recovery. You know him as Kenny Alton. He wears many hats in the community here. Let's see. Kenny's a dad. He's a counselor at Vashon Youth and Family Services. He's an actor and a singer, and he's a big part of Journeyman. And when we come back, he's going to be telling you all about an event coming up called Passing the Torch, which is going to be a father and son weekend. We'll be right back with that.
The road is long, with many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where, who knows where. But I'm strong.
He's my brother.
my brother. And as I mentioned, we have Kenny Alton here today with us on the voice of Vashon's Adventures in Recovery. So, Kenny, I know you got Passing the Torch coming on up. What can you tell everybody about that?
Yeah, Passing the Torch is a father-son camp that we, Journeyman, the organization Journeyman, does usually at the end of the, usually on Labor Day weekend. It's basically August 30th to September 1st, so it's like two nights. And it's really a way for father, son to make deeper connections in their lives. Culturally it's there's not a lot of opportunities for that, and especially with the way the world works and, you know, going off to work and spending that time and commuting, and where does the bond get created, and what is it, you know, you want to transfer or what legacy do you want to leave with your son? And the necessity for the son to really need that connection with the father, I think. So really the camp is to try and create these bonds and connections.
So it's kind of a way to kind of firm up the father-son relationship in a way that all you got to do with your kid, with your son, is show up for the weekend. I mean, register ahead of time, obviously.
Right. Yeah, and show up, and also as a support for both of them. Community-wise, it's hard. It's hard to be a parent. You know, it's hard to be a parent to your son. And not only do we are there to create that bond, but there's just to create a space for fathers to get together and get advice from each other and get intentions and awareness of what it means to be a father in this community, in this culture. And we have, like, you know, I my job there is the dad lead. So I will run councils with the fathers, you know, anything that comes up, you know, struggles that they might have, things that they're trying to figure out with their relationship and how to create that bond, a deeper bond for them. And, you know, we don't really have a culture that gives advice in that way, or gives a space where this can be discovered and learned. So hopefully this is a great place to do that.
So this is the weekend of August 30th to the 1st. Is this a camp out?
It is a camp out, yes. We work with King County, and they have allowed us to use Frog Holler as part of our work. So we have camps there. You used to do few different camps there, but that's where that will be at, is Frog Holler on Vashon Island.
And so a couple of things. Number one, how does the dad register? And second of all, what kind of equipment or what kind of supplies would they need to bring? And is there a cost?
There is a cost, yes. I don't know that off the top of my head, but if you just go to journeyman.us, journeyman.us, and you could scroll down to click on to experience, and you could scroll down to all our different camps and all our different all the different work we do, and go to Passing the Torch, and you could register there. And it's for fathers and 12 plus age boys, though we're kind of flexible on that. You know, like, we've had 11-year-olds. It all depends on the kid, but yeah, and it's for one thing, it's fun. It's one of the great ways to create bonds is through games, and so we do a lot of that, as well as you know, trying to make connections in a deeper way emotionally and psychologically.
I would imagine for some of your attendees, it's gotten to be an annual event.
It is. It's always fascinating because sometimes people are gifted these, you know, like, oh, you need to take your son to this. And they show up going, oh, wow, what's this going to be about? And I don't think, as long as I've been doing this, I haven't had one person who didn't know what to expect or was like, oh, drag their feet getting there and not being converted into, you know, one of the most profound experiences they had. I'm not, you know, trying to sell us. This is my observation. And I've been told this in being the dad lead. And it's a great experience for them. And they always find that we always have our perceptions of what it's going to be like. And then the experience is always different. And we do have people that come back, return each year. And this year we're going to have somebody who is bringing, done it with one of his boys, and now he's going to do it with the other one. So he's going to have the opportunity with them.
Wow. So what kind of, do they need their own tents, sleeping bags, everything? How does it all work?
Yes. We got some tents, and we do have that stuff available for people who don't have their own equipment. But like I say, it is a camp out, and so you would need, you know, your bags, your pad, sleeping pads, tent. We provide food, so there's no that's being taken care of. It's part of the registration fee and all that, but mostly just your camping gear, sleeping bags, sleeping pads, tents, headlamps. And yeah, it is, and it's a great, it's, we have this big field where we do a lot of games. We do, I don't want to give away too much, but like, yeah, there's a, there's a lot of activities happening, so we keep you pretty busy.
So it increases connection, mm-hmm. communication between father and son. And, you know, when we wear different hats in our careers, I see what you mean, where it's kind of hard for the dad and the son to connect sometimes. Mm-hmm. The kids have their schedules, the dads have their schedules, and oftentimes there's just not a lot of common time together.
Yeah, and this is an intentional space. Like we've taken them out of their like daily activities, taken them out of their family system homes, taken them out of their systems of work, and we put them in an intentional space where this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to make connection and deeper those connections. And a great way to do that is in nature. You know, we will have storytelling. We will have fires, and I mean this. You know, sitting around the fire is an ancient format of connection, right? It really is a hypnotizing, deep way for everybody to bond and. And it's quite a beautiful experience to watch. I remember one time I went and just walked away for a bit, and I could see this kind of laughter and connection and discussing happening at the campfire, and it was just a beautiful moment.
Nice. And the beauty of it is you're really creating memories mm-hmm. that last the rest of the lives of these kids and the dads as well. What a great bonding experience. Now, what's the availability? Do you still have openings for this one coming up on August 30th?
We do still have openings. I think we're a little over half full, so there's opportunities for people to come and join us. And then, if I'll doing this show to promote it because it's one of my favorites. I do other camps with Journeyman. I do the Wayfinders. I've done Forge, which is the high school rites of passage initiation. And this is just, there's not a lot of opportunities where multi-generations can really create deeper connections, deeper bonds, intentional conversation, experiences, play games together. And so, you know, this is just a great, great experience, you know, for father and son. And I think when they take this experience and they go back, and I think it really affects the community that they come back to.
Well, thanks, Kenny, for playing such a intricate role in something as important as creating a bond between father and son. And once again, for more information, it's journeyman.us. That's journeyman. At US, it's called Passing the Torch, Father and Son Weekend, coming up August 30th. So register now. There's a couple of spots left, is all. So you might want to act on this as soon as possible. Kenny Alton, thank you so much for being another wonderful guest.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, for giving me the opportunity to share this experience.
It's always a pleasure. And coming up next, folks, I have Michelle Krell, the clinical director at Vashon Youth and Family Services, and she's going to tell all of you about some events coming up sponsored by Vashon Youth and Family Services that are designed for the entire community, but especially the youth. And that is some movies coming up that are going to be at the Vashon Theater, and we'll cover that in just a moment.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you really care for me, I keep trying to hide the way I feel inside.
Talk about feelings. That is a song from the motion picture Sing. And I have Michelle Krell on the phone with us. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. This worked. The age of technology. So Michelle has organized this whole series of films to be at the Vashon Theater. And a couple of the films have already run. But Michelle, can you tell us what we have coming up and the whole kind of story behind showing these types of films at no charge for the community?
Yeah, so August 11th, we have the movie Sing, 6 to 8 p.m., doors open at 5:30. And then August 28th, we have 28 Days, which I know, Tom, you're going to be kind of running that one.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And then September 30th, time still to be determined, we'll have Perks of Being a Wallflower. And so the previous movies were The Neverending Story, and I'm blanking the name on the other one. It had to do with the robot. Anyways, that one's already over. So King County was offering a grant for community engagement focused around youth, really youth engagement. And we submitted, two proposals. One was Sean Dandridge's group On the Verge, and then the other was this movie group allowing families and community members to come to the theater to see movies and then to have a discussion about either how their life relates to the movie or how the movie impacted them, have some posters around emotional regulation, feelings, emotions, all of that, to kind of take stigma around mental health, but also to allow for discussion and, community engagement, just to have other people all participate together.
So
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so you just show up, and that's going to be at, for Sing, the next one on August 11th is going to be from 4 to 6 p.m., so show up by 4 o'clock, correct?
Yeah, I'd have to look at the poster, to be honest, but yes, that sounds right.
Okay, and families are definitely invited, and you're encouraged to join the discussion afterwards, exploring learning, recognizing, and communicating with emotions. And I understand there's some snacks involved or some food.
Yeah, so everybody who comes in the door gets a free Mighty Mouse if they want. and then there's pizza afterwards for the discussion.
For those of you, for those of us that don't know what a Mighty Mouse is, can you describe that?
Yeah, that's the theater's kind of youth or kid popcorn, small drink, and then one of the smaller candy bars.
Really? And then that's going to go for 28 days as well?
Yes.
So the 28 Days film, that stars Sandra Bullock, not to be confused with another new movie called 28 Days Later. Two completely different genres of films. But the one that's going to be coming up on the 26th for 28 Days with Sandra Bullock is about recovery. And it's about somebody that grew up in kind of a, what would be termed as a dysfunctional, kind of chaotic home. And one of the sisters ends up with an addiction issue and goes into recovery for 28 days, hence the title, and leads to some real redemption. I'm not going to throw out very many more spoilers than that, but it's an appropriate movie for adults especially, but for kids, I would say 13 and above, it's totally fine, just because it involves, you know, some drug use and alcohol to excessiveness. But both really good choices. And isn't there one more other film coming up besides that? Michelle, I wish I could remember exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's The Perks of Being a Wallflower. So it'd be really good for high school students. It has a lot of feelings and emotions in that movie. It's about friendship and different friendship circles, family and trauma, and there's some substance use in it.
Where else in a community like Vashon do you not only have a really cool and really nice movie theater, but that opens their doors up to Tuesday nights for the community to take advantage of opportunities here? And then, in combining with the grant that we, meaning Vashon Youth and Family Services, received from King County to be able to actually rent the theater to provide these free movies for the whole family, it's pretty incredible, in my opinion. And I look forward to being present on the one on the 26th for 28 days to help lead the discussion and be present. And I got to tell you, it's probably going to be the sixth or seventh time I've seen 28 Days, and I love the film so much. I would gladly see it 20 more times. It's a great movie with a wonderful cast and a great message. It's one of those films that you laugh, you cry, you get your money's worth, even though it's free. So we encourage the community. How did the discussions go on the first couple of films, Michelle?
It was really great. I think we had a little over 30 participants in the first film. And then the second film, the one that Kenny, who was just on the show, kind of led the discussion, we had about 70 participants.
What?
Like, or 70 people attend the show, and at least 45 people stayed for a discussion.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That really speaks well for the community involvement in Vashon. I'm always impressed by the number of people that just hear about something and they just show up. And hopefully my little radio show here will help with the promotional endeavors to make sure that we're going to have a good turnout.
Yeah, and thank you, Tom, for correcting the date, because I had said August 28th and you're right, it's the 26th. So thank you for correcting that date.
Well, when you got two numbers involved, one with the title and one with the actual showing date, I've done that before, too. It's like, yeah, see, 28 days, it's on the 28th. It's like, no, Tom, it's on the 26th on a Tuesday night for 28 days. And the reason of the title, 28 days, the character that Sandra Bullock plays goes into a 28-day treatment center, hence the title of the show. So now that we've clarified that a little bit, Michelle, do you want to tell us a little bit about kind of, I know your job at Vashon Youth and Family Services is the clinical director, hence my boss. So anything else you want to share with us as far as some of the growth and some of the things that VYFS is doing? Like, we got the food bank right here at Family Place now, right?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, my role is partially about program development, supporting, you know, you and the other clinicians, working with people in the community when they're in crisis and helping them complete an intake, mostly for the youth or for people requesting a female to do the intake with.
So if somebody is wanting to seek out some counseling, there's some parameters. As everyone knows, we are a Medicaid, Medicare agency. So if you have state insurance, you're more than welcome. And there is a screening process that we want to find out how best we can serve you. Or maybe you just need some assistance in knowing how to contact Miguel, the King County Services rep that we have here that visits the island once in a while from Seattle to get you hooked up with insurance or EBT cards or other various services. And I'll tell you what, from being a part of VYFS, that's quite the hubbub. It's quite the busy place.
Yeah, I think, you know, going forward, we're trying to see if we can continue any of these movies, if the community is enjoying it and liking it, outside of the King County grant. If King County has the grant opportunity again, we will, you know, apply for next summer. And it would be great to hear from the community about what movies they like or what movies they'd be interested in showing.
We would love that.
Open to feedback and suggestions. Right now it was kind of a, not last minute, but you apply for the grant and then you find out you get the grant and then you have to start going immediately. So we ask clinicians what some of their favorite movies are, or what movies that they could, you know, talk about around grief or around anxiety or around, you know, drugs and addictions. And that's kind of how we chose those movies.
So we're here to serve the community. So, Michelle, thank you very, very much for being with us today. You helped inform the community of some really great things Vashon has coming up. So thanks again.
Thanks, Tom. Bye. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade.
short to hate, and way too short to give way to some kind of escapes. There will be mistakes, but ways can change, and what we do and what we say can take us on our way. And it's not too late, no way. Sometimes we stumble, but it's good to get uncomfortable, to find a place, to find our place. In a world that's got a lot of weight, the truth can hurt. In fact, it hurts more than it saves the day. And there's nothing worse than when all you got gets stripped away, leaving out to dry and hanging there for days. Short, yeah, it's too short to hate. It's too short to hate. It's too short to hate. Somehow, right now, is all that matters. Whether it's full of laughter or full of pain, our time is short, yeah, it's too short to hate. It's way too short to hate. It's too short to hate.
I've reached a place where I just had to board this stop. Arrived at the junction, just had to pause this stop. And I asked myself how many.